大家早上好，我们感谢神，今天虽然是礼拜四呢，但是我们有一个特别的早会啊。我相信今天上帝借着他自己所重要的仆人，会把借着他带来很重要的信息。在我们还没有把时间交给我们的讲员之前啊，让我们大家在一起站立，我们再一次唱校歌。要有力量一点啊！ We like to sing our school hymn.
举目观看庄稼，一手千万人流离滚滚，我在他乃城市安宿，当留意救主招呼。十九道路虽多崎岖，主的恩典更丰富，先父基督为他受苦，直奔天成不为故。主恩深长，主爱奇妙，造我罪魁作神功，圣灵恩赐启迪感化，是倾斜于皆倒空，一代基督传扬真理，高举十字架绝泪弯，破万难之情之赞，那日见主我尊荣。
来，我们一起祷告。 Let us pray together.Our Heavenly Father, once again, we want to thank you for this special day, for this very beautiful day, for every day, Lord, that you have made and that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, that we are reminded once again that we are your children and you are faithful and you have called us to be part of your ministry, to be very involved, Lord, in what you have planned for this world.天父上帝，我们再次谢谢你给我们这新的一天，给我们特别的一天，每天都是主你自己所创造的。主，感谢你，你也再次提醒我们，我们是你的子女。主，我们也知道你对我们是信实的。主，你也呼召我们，让我们在你的禾场上，主啊，有我们的一个角色。主啊，但愿今天早上你再次借着你的忠心的仆人戴牧师再次把你的信息带到我们的当中，让我们用安静专一的心来聆听，也给我们一个顺服的心来接受，保守我们。主要让飞圣真的能够不单单有你的护照，但愿我们也真的不违背那从天上来的这个意象，神你所给我们的，但愿我们能够死守靠着你自己的恩典。我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。来，请坐。Please be seated. Dr. Shaw, may we invite you to introduce our speaker?
We are very thankful. 戴牧师答应我们，也愿意来到我们当中。
We are very thankful to the Lord that Reverend Dr. Jamie Taylor has kindly.Consented to be our speaker this morning.
我幸可以认识他的祖父，也是他父亲的学生。
I have the privilege of knowing his grandfather. I'm also a student of his father.
感谢主神让戴家继续有人在中国教会当中来服侍。
We are very thankful to the Lord that the Taylor family.Continue to minister to China since the time of Hudson Taylor.
戴牧师娶了一个中国人做他的妻子。
Jamie has a Chinese wife.
他可以讲闽南话，也可以讲普通话，当然可以讲英文了。
Aside from English, of course, he can speak Taiwanese and he can also speak Mandarin.
他的祖籍应该是河南省吧？他爸爸在那边河南长大。Okay.不，我不晓得他出生在哪里，是在何
台湾。
台湾。
Jamie was born in Taiwan, but I think his father was born in Henan.
当台湾被联合国不成为成员的时候,
at the time when Taiwan was sort of ousted from the United Nations,
戴牧师被人家欺负了,
sometimes people will tease him.
被人家打了, yeah.
And people will even
hit him. 他爸爸写一封很出名的一篇的文章是中国人你在哪里?
So his dad has written a very well-known paper, Chinese, where are you?
因为那个时候这个他们全家和是尤其是这个他所宝贝的这个儿子被人家打了他心里很不舒服。
So at that point, as a family, okay, they were in a way deeply hurt by what happened.
戴牧师他一生正像他的这个前辈戴德生所讲的，他们愿意把一生给中国人。
And just like his parents and forefathers, the whole Taylor family, they have committed themselves to serve the country of China.
他继续做培训，尤其是跨宗教培训这方面的训练。
So he's into inter or cross-cultural ministries and into training ministries.
他其实是空中飞人，经常在不同地方飞来飞去。
Actually, he has traveled around the world.
但是神感谢主，让他有机会来到我们当中来分享神的话语。
But we thank the Lord that he is here to share the word of God with us.
我们把时间交给戴牧师。
I'd like to commit time to Jamie.
<笑>弟兄姐妹们，同工们平安。非常高兴今天早晨。 有机会再次回到BSOP 跟大家在一起。Praise
the Lord that I can once again be back at BSOP.
很对不起啊，我早上已经讲了一篇道，所以声音已经有一点沙哑了。
I have already spoken for almost an hour this morning, so my voice is a bit hoarse.
很高兴院长。 同工们给我这样的一个机会，能够在这里跟大家一起分享。
I thank the BSOP family for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
其实刚刚院长在介绍我的时候，就让我想到曾经在美国发生过的一件事情。
When Dr. Shaw was introducing me, I think of an incident that happened in the United States.
因为他特别提到也认识我的祖父，当然他也认识我的父亲，有机会认识。
Because he said he knew my father and he also knew my grandfather.
有一次在讲道之后，有一位弟兄就跑到前面跟我握手。
One time after preaching, a certain brother approached me.
他就说很高兴今天有机会听到你讲道。
I'm very happy to be able to hear you preach this morning.
他说其实我有机会听你讲道，我就可以说听了代家三代的讲道。
Because I feel that hearing you preach, I in a way have heard the preaching of three generations of the Taylors.
早期在台湾南部在高雄听过我祖父戴永勉的讲道。
Because once I was in Kaohsiung, and there I heard your grandfather preach.
他说之后也有好多的机会听到你的父亲戴绍曾讲道。
I've also had many opportunities of hearing your father preach.
今天有机会可以听到戴继宗讲道。 听了我就可以说听了三代
So this morning,
的讲道。
Having also heard you preach, therefore I've heard three generations of the Taylors preach.
他说我不晓得可不可以把一点点的感想跟你分享。
And he said, I don't know if I can share with you some of my feelings.
我说你的感想是什么呢？
And I asked him, what are your feelings?
他说其实只有一句话。
Actually, it's only just one sentence or one word.
一代不如一代。
And that is, the younger generation is not as good as the former generation.
一代不如一代。
The younger generation is not as good as the former generation.
他一讲出了这句话呢，我想他马上就想到，哎呀，有可能就得罪了戴季宗。
And probably he thought, a while he said, ah, I must have, you know, said something bad about him.
那他就赶紧加以解释。
And therefore he went on to explain.
他说戴牧师，你今天的讲道很好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord, your preaching today is actually very good.
当我说你们家一代不如一代，我希望你不要误会我的意思。
I hope you don't misunderstand me when I said, you know, one generation is not as good as the former generation.
我说那你的意思是什么呢？
So what do I mean?
他说我的意思是我发现你们家一代一代头发越来越少。
What I mean is that, in your family history, you have less and less hair.
A receding hairline. 所以我们家一代不如一代。
So that's why, you know, the younger generation is not as good as the former because we have less and less hair.
感谢主让我们今天早晨有这段的时间能够聚集在一起。
So we praise God for this time that we can gather this morning in the Lord.
有一点大胆，但是想从旧约来跟大家分享一个信息。
Actually, in a very bold spirit, I want to speak to you from the Old Testament.
大胆是我们院长是旧约的专家。
In a sense that because our president is an expert in the Old Testament.
所以我不仅是大胆，我还提心吊胆的来跟大家分享。
So I am not only bold, okay, but I do it with fear and trembling.
但是其实是一段我们非常非常熟悉的经文。
But actually, it's a passage that's very familiar to many of us.
若是有圣经的话，好够，就跟我一起翻开到撒母耳记上。第十七章。
Let's open our Bible to chapter 17 of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第十七章，我们只单单的读一节，但是我们等一下会看在这一章里面另外几处的经文。
We will only read one verse from this chapter, but we will also be looking at other passages later.
主要要跟大家一起读的是十七章的第十节。
We'd like to read 1 Samuel.Chapter 17, verse 10.
那里作者他这样描述。
And the author described the situation like this.
他说，那非利士人就是哥利亚，我想我们都很熟悉。那非利士人又说。
Then the Philistine, that is Goliath, he said.
他说，我今天向以色列人的军队骂阵。
Today I defy the ranks of Israel.
其实若是你带着自己的圣经，你不介意在你的圣经里面做记号的话，你可以特别把这个骂阵这个词把它圈起来。
Actually, if you are reading your own Bible, I'd like to suggest that you encircle this word in English. Maybe it's the word defy the ranks.
因为我其实觉得这一句话在这整个章里面呢，其实扮演一个非常重要的一个角色。
I feel that this word, it plays a very important role in this story.
等一下，我们陆陆续续看几处其他的经文，我们也会看到这一个词的出现。
And as we read other passages later on, we will also find out that this word was being repeated.
哥利亚就像以色列人这样骂阵。
And Goliath, he defied the ranks of Israel.
然后注意下面。作者怎么说
In the following passage, what did the author say?
他说你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。
Give me just one man and let us fight each other.
你们叫一个人出来。
Just one person to fight with me.
与我战斗。
To fight with me.
今天早晨要跟大家一起分享的题目是给我一人。给我一个人。
Our title of the message, the title of our message this morning is "Give me one person."
我们看到这其实是哥利亚向以色列人的挑战。
Actually, this is a challenge of Goliath to the Israelites.
其实，若是今天早晨我们有时间，我们可以不单单是从哥利亚的身上看到这个挑战，我们其实也可以看到这个时代 其实也在提出同样的挑战。
This morning, not only will we see the challenge from the viewpoint of Goliath, but we can also see the same kind of challenge in our world today.
这个世界其实迫切需要看到的就是一群现代的大卫。
And actually what our world needs today is really a group of people who are just like David.
愿意回应这个时代的挑战，如同大卫怎么样回应哥利亚对以色列人的骂阵。
Just like how David has responded to the challenge of Goliath, today we need people who dare to challenge the need of our world.
我相信不单单是这个世界 迫切需要。
Not only does our world need this challenge.
其实我也觉得上帝在寻找这样的人。
I also feel and I believe that God is also looking for such a person.
因此今天早晨我愿意用就短短的时间跟大家一起从这一章里面来思想大卫怎么样成为能够回应这一个挑战的人。
So this morning, in our short time together, we'd like to think how David responded to the challenge of Goliath.
我想也可以从他的回应里面来思想今天你我怎么样能够成为我们怎么样更加的能够成为回应这一个时代符合神心意的人。
And just like David, this morning we'd also like to think how we can also face up to the challenge of our generation.
若是我们往下读的时候，好不好？我们很快先来看第一处的经文，也就是在第二十五节跟第二十六节。
And let's continue to read verses 25 and 26.
在这里，我想我们看到了大卫怎么样回应这个挑战的第一个非常重要的一件事情。
Here we see the first thing, the important thing, how David defied the challenge of Goliath.
以色列人他们彼此说：“这上来的人，你看见了吗？他上来是要向以色列人什么？”骂阵那个词的出现，若有能杀他的，王必赏赐他大财，将自己的女儿给他为妻，并在以色列人中免他家父纳粮当差。
Verse 25. Now the Israelites had been saying, "Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him."He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from taxes in Israel.
紧接着第二十六节，大卫就问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，其实就是骂阵同一个字。除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎么待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁？竟敢向永生神的军队？”
Verse 26, David asked the man standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel?" Actually, the word disgrace is also the same word which is used later for defy the armies. Who is the uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
我顺便提一下，第二十六节我们读到大卫讲话。
In verse 26, David was the one speaking.
不单单是在这一章里面第一次读到大卫讲话。
Not only is this the first time that David began to speak in this chapter.
其实是在整个圣经里面第一次我们读到大卫讲话的地方。
And actually in the whole Bible, this is the first time that David speak up.
我们不是第一次遇见大卫。
It's not first time for us to meet David.
因为若是你熟悉的话，其实十六章已经记载了撒母耳怎么去伯利恒。高大卫做以色列的第二个国王。
Actually, in chapter 16, we would see how Samuel has anointed David to be king.
后来十六章也描述大卫怎么样去到扫罗的王宫里面去服侍扫罗。
And it also describes how David has entered to come before Saul to serve him.
但是很有意思，在第十六章我们就没有读到圣灵感动作者记载大卫所讲的任何话。
And yet, we are actually surprised how come the author did not record anything that talks about what David speaks.
当然不等于大卫没有讲话。
But it's equivalent to saying that David did
never speak up. 没有感动作者把它写下来。
But the Holy Spirit did not let the author record that.
就是到了第十七章，当大卫的父亲差派大卫去战场的时候，那里也没有记载大卫讲的任何话。
And even at the beginning of chapter 17, even as David was sent by his father to the battleground, David did not say anything.
只等到第二十六节，才是在这一个记载里面以及整本圣经里面，我们第一次读到大卫讲话的地方。
And it's only in verse 26, where in the whole Bible.David began to speak.
我想今天早晨我们的时间很有限，我们没有办法讲得更彻底。
This morning our time is very limited, so we cannot probably.
但是我想在这一个第一次讲话的当中。
But in what he has spoken in this first time.
让我就想到，其实第一点，大卫其实他是一个关切神荣耀的人。
Actually, we can say that David is somebody who cares about the glory of God.
Passionate for the glory of God.关切着神的荣耀。
He was passionate for the glory of God.
我们怎么样能够看到他的关切呢？
How can we see his passion?
我不晓得大家有没有想过，第二十五节跟第二十六节画出了一个很重要的一个对比来。
I wonder if you have seen the big contrast between verse 25 and 26.
大卫所想到的就是这个哥利亚，这个非利士人，他怎么样借着他的骂阵来羞辱以色列以及羞辱以色列的神。
In verse 26, David heard and realized what Goliath was saying, and he's defying the army of Israel.
他所关心的是神的名誉，是神的荣耀。
But he doesn't care for that. His passion is for the glory of God.
但是当我注意到这件事情的时候，我就回到第二十五节的里面。
But as I go back to verse 25,
因为我在第二十五节里面，我就看到其实扫罗所想到的不是上帝的荣耀。
Actually, when what Paul was thinking is not about God's glory.
若是你不看圣经的话，
if you do not look at your Bible,
扫罗应许杀死哥利亚的人应许了三件事情，还记得是什么吗？
Do you remember the three things that King Saul promised to the person who will be able to kill Goliath?
好多人已经在那边。
Don't look at your Bible. You remember?
有没有印象？应许他三件事情。
Saul promised him three things.
第一个应许他大财。
First, it's wealth.
或许假如我们用英文的话，我们可以说 possessions. 给他很多在物质上面的享受，给他大财。
God will give him a lot of material wealth and possessions.
不单单是给他大财，第二件事情应许他什么？可以成为国王的女婿，对不对？
Secondly, he will be the son-in-law of the king.
所以不单单是有大财，也有地位，也有 position。
So he not only have possession, but he will also have position.
不仅是应许他大财，不仅是应许他有地位，第三件事情是什么？
Yes.
应许他家从此以后不需要赋税，
and the third,
不需要纳粮当差。
And third promise is that his family do not have to pay tax.
应许他是什么呢？应许他是 privilege. 若是要用英文的话，应许他特权。
So actually, Saul also promised him privilege.
你知道我想到这三件事情。
As I think of these three things.
我不瞒大家说，我觉得这三件事情不就是今天所谓世界上成功的定义吗？
Aren't these the three things that the world looks for, and it's a definition for success?
今天若是一个人在物质上面很富足的话，
for one person who is very wealthy in material things,
若是在地位上面很有享受的话，
and he has high positions,
以及在特权上面也有享受的话，
and he has special privileges,
我想我们一般人会说他是一个成功的人。
I think we will brand this person as a successful man.
但是当我们回到二十五、二十六节的时候，
But when we come back to 25 and 26,
我们发现，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们、同工们，大卫能够被神用，就是在于他不是追求世界的成功。
The reason why David was used by God is he did not seek for worldly success.
乃是他追求的是永恒的成器 significance.
But what he is looking for is eternal significance.
中国的中文的成功跟成器有可能差别不大。
In Chinese, successful and 成器 probably the difference is not very big.
但是若是你懂英文的话，你会知道 success 跟 significance 是非常的不一样。
But in English, we know that success and significance is very different.
一个人可以在世界的眼光里面是一个很成功的一个人。
A person can be very successful in the eyes of the world.
He can be a successful person. 但是他不一定生命有 significance,
but,
且有永恒的 significance.
But his life may not be very significant.And therefore, may not even have eternal significance.
我想在这边，我们第一就看到，上帝能够使用大卫，就是他所追求的，不是这些物质上面、世界上面或许可以给予大卫的东西。
So the reason, the first reason why God used David is because he did not seek after the things of the world.
他所关切的乃是是神的荣耀。
What he's passionate about is the glory of God.
哎呀，若是我今天早晨有更多的时间，我们可以分享好多的见证，在历世历代以来，上帝所使用的都是像大卫这样的人。
If only we have time, I can share with you a lot of testimonies from our history how people are just like David. They are passionate for God's glory.
神所重用的人，不是追求在物质、在地位、在特权上面享受的人。
The people whom God will use greatly are not people who seek after worldly success.
乃是那些关切着神荣耀的人。
But those who are passionate for the glory of God.
哎呀，但愿神在我们的当中兴起更多关切他荣耀的人。
And may the Lord raise up people who are just like David, who cares and passionate for the glory of God.
我不是说物质的享受本身是错的，是不对的，不要误会我的意思。
I'm not saying that enjoyment of material goods is evil.
但是我想上帝心中所渴慕的就是那些愿意先求他国以及他义的人。
But the people whom God seeks are those who seek his kingdom first and his righteousness.
我想我们做传道的人也要很小心吧。
I'm very sure that all of us as pastors, we should be very careful.
从属灵的角度我们会说，当然我们是关切神荣耀。
Most likely we can say, yes, we seek God's kingdom first and we care for his glory.
但是多多少少我想服侍主越久也发现，其实在教会也好，在宣教的工厂上也有不少人其实所追求的不见得是永恒的成绩。
And yet we also find out that in the ministry and even in mission work, probably many what people are seeking is not that eternal significance.
很可能我们在追求的就是物质上面的享受，权力上面的享受，以及地位上面的享受。
And even in the church, probably people will be seeking for position, for privilege, for possessions.
大卫怎么被神用？
How was David used by God?
大卫是因为关切神的荣耀，
Firstly,
因此他能够被神用。
David, was passionate for God's glory.
但是不仅是大卫是关切神的荣耀。
Not only was David passionate for God's glory.
那么我们往下读的时候，我们会发现到，其实大卫也是一个经历到神信实的人。
Secondly, we will find out that David is someone who experienced the faithfulness of God.
好不好？我们再一次回到这一个记载的里面，我们往下看，我们注意第二次我们读到大卫讲话的地方。
And let us look at the second time when David spoke up.
你会记得大卫就被带到扫罗的面前。
So David was brought before Saul.
来到大卫的面前，大卫跟扫罗讲的第一句话在第三十二节。
And in verse 32, the second time that David spoke was this.
大卫就对扫罗说，人都不要因这非利士人或者那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。
David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him.
扫罗紧接着说，你不能去，为什么呢？因为你太年轻了。
Saul said, you are not able to go out against the Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy.
然后下面请大家注意大卫所讲的一番话。
And let us look at what David said.
34节，大卫就对扫罗说。
In verse 34, David said to Saul,
你的仆人，
your servant,
父亲放羊。有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中衔一只羊羔去。
Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock,
我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子， 将它打死。
I went after it, struck it, and rescued the ship from its mouth. When it turned on to me, I seized it by his hair, struck it, and killed it.
你仆人曾杀死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队什么？
骂阵。
骂阵又是那个词的出现，就必像狮子和熊一般。
Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God.
37节，大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，他必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
37, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion, the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
我想大卫在这里对扫罗讲的话是极其宝贵的一段话。
What David has spoke to Saul is something very precious.
可以说不单单是在这一段里面，在整个撒母耳里面，我相当喜欢的一段话。
It's not only in this chapter, but in the whole of the Samuel account, I love what he said.
在这段话里面，我想有几个我觉得非常重要属灵的原则，是我们每一个服侍主的人经历到上帝信实的，我们需要了解。
And here I found that there are many principles concerning experiencing God's faithfulness for all of us who are serving God.
譬如我第一个想到的。
First I thought of.
大卫是先在草场上面经历到神的信实，才在战场上面经历到神的信实。
David first experienced God's faithfulness in the pasture, and then later he experienced God's faithfulness.In the battlefield.
他不是马上到战场上面就经历到上帝的信实。
He did not immediately start out in the battlefield.
而他是先在草场上面经历到神的信实。
But he experienced God's faithfulness in the pasture.
他是先在人看不到的地方经历到上帝的信实，之后才到人看得到的地方，同样的经历这一位上帝的信实。
He first experienced God's faithfulness in a place where people are not there.And then he experienced God's faithfulness in a place where people can see him.
重要的属灵的原则，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters, I think this is a very important spiritual principle.
我们公开的服事永远不会超过我们在草场上面经历上帝服事的这个层次。
Actually, we can say that our open ministry cannot overcome the ministry in the dark.
我们若不先在草场上面经历到神的信实，
if we have not experienced God in the pasture, so called,
我们很难能够在战场上面经历到神的信实。
Then we cannot. It's very hard for us to experience God's faithfulness in the battlefield.
我想这是一个圣经的原则，不晓得大家懂不懂。
I wonder if you agree with this principle, which I think is biblical.
我常常想，约瑟若没有那13年被人误会丢在监牢被人弃绝忘记。
If, for Joseph, he has not suffered for those 13 years wherein he was forgotten by people.
我想他很难后来到了法老的王宫里面被神所用。
It will be very hard for God to use him in the palace of King Pharaoh.
他需要先有那13年的熬炼，上帝才能够使用他。
He need the 13 years of ordeal or training in order to be used by God.
摩西，我想也是如此。
I feel that Moses also experienced the same thing.
其实我觉得大卫也是一样。
And David is the same.
16章他就被高作以色列的王，对不对？
In chapter 16, he was already anointed as the king of Israel.
但是其实他是一直到撒母耳记下的时候，他才真正的坐上了这个王位。
But actually, it's not until 2 Samuel that he became king of Israel.
这当中有十多年的时间，甚至有可能20年的时间，上帝在这一个人看不到的一个光景里面，在熬炼，在装备着大卫。
Actually, in those 20 years, God has been training him through these ordeals so that he can use him.
我常常说，若是以利亚没有他的基利洗，他就不会有他的加密山。
If Elijah did not experience the Cherith Brook, then he will not be able to experience Mount Carmel.
所以我们第一，我们看到先是在草场，然后在战场。
So we see this principle first in the pasture, then in the battlefield.
大家注意第二点，我觉得在这一章里这一段给我们的提醒。
And secondly, this also reminds us.
大卫先是在小事上忠心，上帝才能够把更大的事托付给他。
David was faithful in little things, and therefore God can also use him in big things.
大家不要看圣经，看我。
Look at me. Do not look at your Bible for the meantime.
我请问大家，大卫为了几只羊，冒上生命的危险？
How many sheep did David, risk his life for?
我不瞒大家说，若是待机中的话。若是待机中的话
，If it's me，
一只不值得我冒上我生命的危险。
I don't think I'm going to risk my life for one sheep。
就算我倒霉，就放弃那一只吧，我起码保护其他的。
So I can just leave out that one. I protect the other ones。
其实当我注意到大卫在这里，在一件小的事情上面，在一只羊羔上面，他就愿意冒出生命危险的时候。
And here we would see that even in this very small thing。Even just for one sheep, he's willing to give up his life.
我就想到，其实是因为他先在小事上忠心，上帝才放心把更大的事给他。
And then we will realize that because he was faithful in little or small things, so God is willing to use him for larger things.
戴德生曾经讲过一句话。
And Hudson Taylor has said this before.
他说小事是小事。
Small things are small things.
但是在小事上忠心是大事。
But being faithful is small thing. It's a great thing.
小事是小事，但是在小事上忠心是大事。
Small things remain small things, but to be faithful in a small thing is something great.
所以我们看到大卫先是草场，之后才有战场。
Here we see that David experienced the pastures and then the battlefield.
先有小事，之后才有大事。
From small thing and God used him in big things.
我可不可以顺便提一下？
Can I just share this with you?
其实大卫为了一只羊冒上他生命的危险。
David risked his life for just one sheep.
我不晓得我这样的解经是不是灵异解经。
I don't know if I'm spiritualizing.
那每一次到神学院讲道，不瞒大家说，压力非常的大。
Every time I speak in a seminary, I have a big pressure.
下面个个都是解经专家。
Because down there are all the exegetes.
待机中在讲，下面你们都在打分数，这个人的讲道怎么样，这个人的解经又怎么样。
Because everyone down there are grading my exegesis and also my preaching.
那若是我是灵异解经，你就让我稍微灵异解经一下，可以吗？
Okay. So if I'm spiritualizing, please just allow me this time to be spiritualizing.
但是我想到，会不会在这边，其实大卫是一个预兆，是一个耶稣基督的写照。
Can we say that in a way, David here is a foreshadow of Jesus Christ?
大卫怎么样为一只羊牺牲他的生命？
How David is willing to offer his life for one sheep?
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，同工们，我们有一位救主，他的名字叫耶稣基督。他为羊群不是冒生命的危险，乃是他为迷失的羊群牺牲了他的生命。
We have a Savior who did not only risk his life,But he gave his life for us.
就是灵异解经。若是在这一段里面我们看不到耶稣基督的影儿的话，我觉得何等可惜的一件事情。
If even if this is spiritualization, but if we do not see Jesus Christ here, I feel that we miss a lot.
我们看到了，其实我们的主耶稣基督就为着你我这一群曾经走迷的羊群，他为着我们牺牲了他的生命，流出了他的宝血，为我们死在十字架上。
We are reminded how Jesus Christ has given up his life for us who are like sheep who has gone astray.
但是让我们很快能够回到这一段的里面，因为我想有第三件事情愿意特别勉励的。
And we'd like to return to this passage and we have something to share our third point.
不单单是草场战场。
So not just only from the pasture to the battlefield.
不单单是小事大事。
Not only from small thing to great things.
我不晓得大家有没有注意过，大卫的信心是因为过去神的信实使得他有信心面对着将来。
It's because of his experience of God's faithful in the past, and therefore now his faith continues to grow to face a bigger enemy.
他先是在草场上面就经历到了上帝的信实。
In the pasture, he already experienced God's faithfulness.
因此他更加的勇敢，知道上帝过去怎么样保守带领。上帝在未来的当中也会继续的保守和带领。
And therefore he was confident in the past how God has preserved him. God will also be faithful in the future.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
耶和华以勒的上帝在过去怎么样信实供应保守带领。
In the past, how our God Yahweh is faithful.
但愿我们带着这样的一种笃信的一个心智，我们勇敢地往前迈进。
May we just continue to push on just with this very stern faith.
虽然我们不知道明天将如何。
Even though we do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
但是我们却知道谁掌管着明天。
And yet we know who holds tomorrow.
所以我们第一看到大卫是一个关切神荣耀的人。
First, we see David was passionate for the glory of God.
第二，我们提到他是一个笃信上帝信实的人。
Secondly, we see that he faithfully believed and hold on to God.
哦，在这里有一点我顺便提一下。
May I also share something?
我觉得大卫在这边给我们一个很重要的提醒。
I think David reminded of something very important.
三次之多，他描述自己在扫罗的眼前，他描述他自己为仆人。我不晓得大家。
For three times, I don't know if you noticed that.
32, 34, 36
In 32, 34, 36, for three times he described himself as a servant of Saul.
我想这个是一个很重要的提醒。
I think this is a very great reminder.
今天我们在教会里面很看重领袖学的课程。
Today, you know, we emphasize so much studies on leadership.
我不晓得我们在菲律宾圣经神学院有没有同样的有领袖学的课程。
I wonder if also have that course at BSOP. We do have.
我发现差不多没有没有一个神学院没有领袖课程。
I found that I think in almost every seminary they offered leadership.
但是很有意思的一件事情。
That's something very interesting.
我还没见到一个神学院有给做仆人的课程。
I haven't found a seminary who offer a course in servanthood.
哎呀，每一个人都要上这个仆人学的课程。
Everybody must take this course of servanthood.
我相信这一定会需要一个必修课程。
This must be a compulsory course.
因为要选修的话，戴季中绝对不会选修这个课程。
If it's a elective, I will not have selected that.
我要上领袖学的课程，我要做领袖啊。
I want to be a leader. I will take a course in leadership.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Sisters,
让我们常常效法耶稣基督的。
May we continue to imitate and follow Christ.
上帝的形象。
May we follow the image of God.
但是不以这形象为角度。
Although Jesus Christ exists in the image of God, but he
虚己成为一个奴仆的样式。
But he poured out himself. He emptied himself.
我不晓得我们 BSOP 是不是可以考虑下学期就开一门servanthood 的课程。
I wonder if we can consider offering a course on servanthood in the coming quarter.
大概都没有人敢去教这个课程。
I wonder if anybody would like to teach in this course.
Well, 我们看到了大卫，第一关切神的荣耀。
First, David, he cared and he was passionate for God's glory.
第二，我们看到他是一个笃信上帝信实的人。
Secondly, he was somebody who has faith in God.
我们很快来看第三次大卫讲话的地方。
And we look at the third time that David spoke.
在这当中，你会记得他已经跑向战场。
We see that he has already run to the battlefield.
还记不记得他手里面拿了几块石头？
And how many stones does he have in his hand?
几块石头？五块石头。
Five stones.
圣经还清楚地告诉我们是光滑的。石头。
And the Bible even describes as smooth stones.
他就面向着这个敌人哥利亚。
And then he went up to face Goliath.
注意第四十五节，我们第三次读到大卫讲话的地方。
In verse 45, David spoke again.
大卫就对非利士人对哥利亚这样说。
David said to the Philistine,
你来攻击我是靠着，注意这个词，是靠着刀枪和铜戟。
You come against me with sword, spear, and javelin.
我来攻击你
but I come against you,
反倒是靠着万军之耶和华的名
rather I come in the name of the Lord Almighty.
我不晓得大家有没有注意靠着这个词出现了两次
there, in the Chinese translation depending on God occurs twice.
哥利亚是靠着刀枪和铜戟来打仗
Goliath depends on his sword, spear and javelin.
但是反倒我们看到大卫是一个依靠神大能靠着万军之耶和华之名的人来打这个战争。
But David depended on God, the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel.
我们今天早上没有更多的时间。
Today, this morning, we don't have much time.
但是我就想到 其实大卫要面对这个挑战是何等不容易的。
And yet I would think that to face up to this challenge is really not very easy.
其实在他还没有面对哥利亚挑战之前，在那个以前他就遇到了好几个挑战。
Actually, even before facing up to Goliath, he has already been through many challenges.
譬如他面对到以色列人的恐惧、害怕。
For example, when he sees the fear of the army of Israel.
你回去读这一章，很明显的强调着，当以色列人看到哥利亚的时候，看到腓力士军队的时候，他们心中充满着恐惧。
So the army of Israel, it was described many times that they were so afraid of the Philistines and of Goliath.
所以大卫第一个面对到以色列人的恐惧害怕。
So the first challenge he met is the fear of the army.
第二个大卫面对到的是他的哥哥所给他的这一个非常消极讽刺的这个反对。
And second challenge that he met are the words of his brothers, which are very pessimistic.
你还记不记得以利亚他的大哥对他所讲的话？
What did his elder brother said to him?
哇，我想只有一个大哥才可以讲出这么毒的话来。
Only an elder brother can say such kind of word.
非常非常的消极，非常的讽刺。你那几只羊，你到底留给谁了？
And the brother said, "To whom did you leave into the care of those sheep?"
我总是想到底哪一这个大卫哪一点得罪了以利亚？
Actually, you know, in what way has David done something wrong to his brother?
莫非他老他大哥这个眼红，看他不顺眼？
Or it's just simply because the elder brother doesn't like him.
因为撒母耳没有高以利亚做以色列的王，反倒高了那个小萝卜头，我的最小的弟弟做以色列的王，他算老几啊？
Maybe the brothers are envious because instead of anointing them, Samuel anointed the youngest of the brood.
我顺便提醒大家，服侍主，你千万不要认为嫉妒不会是你我面对到的一个挑战。
So I'd like to remind all of us, actually envy is a big challenge.
就是在神可能神学院里面，我们就会嫉妒其他的人。
Or even in the seminary, we might be envious of other classmates.
所以大卫第一面对到以色列人给他的，
so,
第二面对到以利亚给他的。
So his challenges include those that he faced from the Israelites and also from his brothers.
当然，在还没有面对到大卫之前，他也面对到扫罗对他的反驳或者对他的消极。
And of course, David has to face up a challenge from Saul.
记不记得扫罗看到大卫讲的第一句话是什么？
Remember what Saul said to David at first?
咱福建话讲，你受过少年的，无可能的代志，你太年轻，不可能的事情。
You are too young. You are too young.
哎呀，我就想到保罗不是跟提摩太怎么说吗？还记得？
And yet we remember what Paul said to Timothy.
不要让人小看。
Do not let people look down upon your youth.
穆迪说他宁愿带领一个年轻人信主，胜过带过一个中年人信主。
Meaning, you know, he'd be more than willing to lead a young person to God rather than a middle-aged man.
当他被问的时候，他就这样回答。
And he answered this way.
那个中年人只有下半场可以服侍主啊。
For middle-aged people, they can only serve God in the latter half of their life.
但是一个年轻人，他还有上半场、下半场可以服侍主。当然，我要带领一个年轻人信主啊。
But I can lead a young person not only the last half but the first half, and therefore I'm willing to train the young people.
大卫是一个依靠神大能的人。
David is someone who depended on God.
但愿我们在服侍的当中，我们也是如此。阿门。
May we also be likewise depending on God in our ministry.
我们是依靠着耶和华的名来服侍他。
We serve the Lord in the name of Yahweh.
但是最后，
But lastly,
我们第一谈到大卫关切神的荣耀。
First, David was passionate for God's glory.
我们第二谈到了他笃信上帝的心。
Secondly, he firmly believed in God.
我们第三提到了他怎么样依靠神的大能。
Thirdly, we also see how he depended on the God's power.
我们快来看第四次大卫讲话的地方。
And the fourth time, David spoke again.
其实也是包括着在他跟哥利亚所讲的话。
Actually, this is included in what he said to Goliath.
46节，今天耶和华。
Verse 46, this day the Lord Yahweh.
你将你交在我的手里，我必杀你。斩了你的头，又将腓力士人军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地中的野兽、地上的野兽吃。
This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth.
然后注意下面这一句话，使普世下的人知道以色列中有神。
Take note, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel.
47节，又使这众人什么？知道耶和华是人得胜，不是靠刀枪，不是用枪，不是这个用刀，不是用枪，因为战争的胜败全在乎耶和华。
47. All those who gathered there here will know that it is not by sword or spear the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give all of you into our hands.
知道出现。
To know, people will know twice.
我想提醒着我们，最后大卫是一个宣告神救恩的人。
May I remind you that finally David, he is someone who proclaimed the salvation of God.
宣告神救恩的人。
Someone who proclaimed the salvation of God.
我可不可以用一个我们家的见证作为今天的结束
？In conclusion, may I use a testimony from our family?
其实过去这一年对我们家而言是非常的特别。
Agree, the past year is very special to our family.
因为我们在八月的时候，我们就非常兴奋地得知找到了戴德生跟玛利亚他们的坟墓。
Because it's only this August that we have finally found the tomb of Hudson Taylor and his wife Mary.
戴德生是在1905年湖南长沙过世的。
Hudson Taylor died in 长沙 in 1905.
其实玛利亚他的妻子是在1870年的时候就被主接回天家。
Actually, his wife Mary has died in 1870.
我们其实在80年代初的时候，我们就去到了镇江他们安葬的地方去寻根。
Actually, in the 80s, we tried to look for our roots in China.
我们也去了镇江，也找到了那个所谓的西桥公墓。
And when we went to Zhenjiang, we have found this graveyard, the cemetery.
但是因为有仓库这个盖在这上面，所以我们不知道到底他们是葬在具体的位置。
But actually, a warehouse has been constructed on top of it, so we don't know the exact place where they were buried.
今年初，Zhenjiang的政府就把那块地卖给包商、开发商。
And early this year, the government of China sold that land to developers.
他们就把所有上面的这些建筑全部都把它拆掉。
So they demolished all of the structures there.
西桥公墓本来有葬100多个人。
And that place actually around 100 people were buried there.
当他们全部拆掉的时候
，When they demolished the place,
非常稀罕的一件事情发现。
Something very special happened.
其他的坟墓都已经不见了，包括墓碑。
Other graves cannot be found anymore, including their grave markers.
唯独有两个墓是很清楚能够认得出来。
Only two graves are very clearly marked.
一个是戴德生的墓，一个是玛利亚的墓。
One is that of Hudson Taylor, and the other one is that of his wife.
这是一个很奇特的事情。
For me, it is very amazing.
八月，我跟师母就有机会去镇江。
So in August, my wife and I went to Zhenjiang.
因为开发商说不可以留在这个地方。
Because the developer said we cannot allow the grave to remain here.
你们要迁墓。
You must remove it and
要搬到别的地方。
Move to other places.
后来我们跟他们协调了以后，我们就决定还是把它搬走比较好一点。
So even after we have talked to them, we can do nothing except to move.
这个故事可以讲不完的哈，所以我就不多说了。
Actually, it could be a long story. I'll just make it short.
但是我们把这个整个墓，把它这个叫什么？把它也不是这个吊起来的时候。
So actually, we literally lift up the whole tomb.
是用吊车把它吊起来。
And use a lift to lift it up.
我们先把它全部都把它包装起来。
First, we wrap it around.
所以我们没有开墓。
So、
我们没有把它打开。
Actually, we did not open up the grave.
所以里头是怎么样？其实到今天我都不知道。
So we do not know what's actually happening inside.
我们把它全部把它包起来，然后用两个50吨的吊车把它吊起来。
So we use a lift, okay, that can carry 50 tons.
然后呢，把它迁到别的地方，在那边把它安葬。
And then we move it to another place and buried them there.
你知道，当我们把那个墓吊起来的时候。
Do you know that when we lift up that tomb,
我就想到了大卫。
And I think of David.
是一个宣扬耶和华名的人。
David proclaimed the name of the Lord.
其实我想戴德生的一生，他的心愿也是如此。
And I feel that the whole life of Hudson Taylor, and that is his desire to proclaim the Lord. In 21, he left his hometown.
前往中国。
And he came to China.
一待就待了五十多年。
And he stayed in China for more than 50 years.
目的是什么？
What is his motivation?
不单单是他能够宣扬耶和华的名。
Not only that he himself will proclaim the name of Yahweh.
乃是能够动员更多的宣教士，也能够来到我们中国，把福音传给我们的同胞。
But will motivate more people to share the gospel to the people of China.
使全世界都知道以色列中有神。
To let the whole world know that there is a God in Israel.
也知道这一位上帝是施行拯救的上帝。
And to let the world know that there is a God who can save.
一个宣告神救恩。
A person who proclaims the salvation of God.
给我一人。
Give me one person.
给我一人。
Give me one person.
这是哥利亚的挑战。
This is the challenge of Goliath.
这也是这个时代的挑战。
This is also the challenge of our generation.
我相信这也是上帝在寻求的。
And I think it's also something that God continues to seek.
会是什么样的一个人呢？
What kind of person or who will he be?
我想大卫留给我们一个很好的榜样。
I think David has left with us a very good example.
能够回应这个挑战，第一个是关切神荣耀的人。
In order to respond to this challenge, we must be passionate for God's glory.
追求的不是世界的成功，乃是永恒的成绩。
What we are seeking is not worldly success, but eternal significance.
关切神的荣耀。
We are passionate for God's glory.
一个笃信上帝现实的人。
A person who firmly believes in God.
先是在草场上面就经历到。
A first in the pasture.
先是在小的事情上面。
First in the small things.
先是在过去经历到。
First in the past.
使得他能够迈向那个战场，带着一个笃信的心志去。
So that he can go onto the battlefield with that firm faith.
第三，一个依靠上帝大能的人。
Thirdly, he is a person who depended upon God.
不是依靠势力。
Not upon the power of man.
不是依靠财。
Not according to his the things that he can do,
依靠耶和华的名,
but according to the Spirit of the Lord,
依靠神的大能,
according to God's power.
为了什么? 为了什么呢?
For what?
宣告上帝的救恩.
In order to proclaim the name of God.
但愿今天神在我们当中兴起更多现代的大卫来。
May the Lord raise among us today many more Davids. Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你给我们早上的时间。
Father, we thank you for the time that you have given us this morning.
也借着一段熟悉的经文来提醒，来激励我们。
And to encourage us and to remind us through this very familiar passage.
主啊，我也特别为着我们神学院的众弟兄和姐妹们祷告。
And I especially pray for our brothers and sisters at BSOP.
主啊，但愿你在我们的当中兴起许许多多的现代大卫来。
May you raise up among us modern day Davids.
主啊，能够回应这个时代的挑战。
So that we can respond to the challenge of our generation.
主啊，也能够同时成为主啊你自己讨你喜悦和你心意的人。
So that we can also be a man after your own heart.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you answer our prayer.
祝福我们每一位学生。
Bless each one of us.
主啊，让这一段的学习真是在他们的基利西的领受。
May it be their experience here of these 3 years, just like the experience of the Cherith River.
主啊，使得当他们离开的时候，他们是带着笃信上帝的大能迈向每一个人的加密山。
And when they leave the seminary, they will live with that firm faith.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look up unto you.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayer.
奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.